NBC greets you again from Symphony Hall in Boston for another broadcast of a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. This is Ben Grauer speaking. Our conductor today, guest conductor with the Boston Symphony, is the beloved conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, Pierre Monteur. By means of these broadcasts, we go behind the scenes, the locked doors of Symphony Hall, into the deserted auditorium, look down from our broadcast position here on the stage, and attend a rehearsal of a great symphony orchestra preparing its concert season. I see that Mr. Monteur has just walked into the onto the stage and will probably have a word with the men of the orchestra. We'll tell you what he's going to play later, but let's go down to the stage immediately.
Listen, before we start, we will start with the Wagner Ouverture. And before we start, I want really to congratulate our friend, Willis Page, who really... He really gave a very excellent performance of the Mozart Requiem. It was very, very beautiful. My compliment. Let's take the Wagner Ouverture.
There you have the warm and friendly greeting from conductor Pierre Monteur to the men of the Boston Symphony, particularly singling out Willis Page, first desk bass viol of the orchestra, and complimenting him on his performance of the night before. Pierre Monteur is affectionately known by those who work with and under him in music as Papa Monteur. Obviously, you can tell from the tone of his voice that he's carrying very easily his venerable 75 years, is in excellent mood, and amiable feelings surround our rehearsal for this morning. Looking down on the stage, glimpsing Mr. Monteur as he walked in, noting the compact, rotund figure and smiling face, the high-domed forehead, the flowing hair and mustachios, reminded again of his pronounced resemblance in face, at least, to former President of the United States, William Howard Taft. Papa Monteur first conducted the orchestra in the work we're about to hear him rehearse, the Flying Dutchman Overture of Richard Wagner. The record shows 30 years ago, in 1920, in a concert in Montreal. And these are the renewals of musical friendships, continuity, which is particularly a warming part of symphonic music. Let's go down the stage, then, for Pierre Monteur, the Boston Symphony in rehearsal of the Flying Dutchman Overture of Wagner.
Come on. Le petit groupe un tout petit peu plus à l'aise. I like to do that andante once more. And really, well together. Yes, number four, a trombone. Just before that, when you have that arm, boom, one note here on the second beat, ready together and very loud. Don't. The, I think it is just near that, yes. Number three, with the upbeat. Yes, before six, let's count the bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 bars before six. And don't play too much diminuendo, so I can hear the whole thing. 4 bars before six. those two phrases of the trombone a little louder. Especially when you start with the second one. Last let D. That D? Seven. Number seven. Seven. Some crescendo. And now listen, before that, un poco retenuto. I like to have no retenuto before that. Just on time and that surprise. Let's do few bars before that number nine. Eh? That number nine, the poco retenuto. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Eight bars before nine. And please, tuba, when you play ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, on time. Here. Naturel of the second trumpet. And you bring the new tonality. Let's take the ritornuto before this one. I think that is the last. Huh? No, it's not the last. Yes, in G major. The ritornuto in G major. Here. After team, once more. After the pause, and I will give you a little more time. Yes. Can you force it? Parati! La la la. Can you dub that with him? Who plays here? What do you play? What part? Well, play that with him if you have it. You have that part here? 5 before 13. 5 before 13. Take the Brahms symphony.
And the word Brahms from Pierre Monteux, our conductor today, means the rehearsal of the Flying Dutchman overture of Wagner is concluded, and the men of the orchestra will now address themselves to the Brahms Third Symphony in F minor. In this rehearsal broadcast, Pierre Monteux, guest conductor, with the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
No repeat. All right. Très, très ready to give a nice attack. Bang! Molto staccato and a little tenuto. Ding, tong, bam. Once more. Very calm and totally da da. Don't give me the impression of a triplet. One, two, do do di da di da di. One, two, da di da da. You have a letter here. B.
stop.
You have a little dot on that, mate. Also, Jola, when you take that thing, a little dot, and that means a little short. Make a little separation. F. No, before that. No. Let's do that 9-4. Also for the clarinet. Just a little stop here. That 9-4. Thing that your bow does, not you. Don't you play ti tam ta ti pam pa tam ti. Don't give an accent on the first beat. Here, before that is before the prima volta. Yes, three bars before the prima volta. We go to the second. Three bars with the upbeat. That last note a little short. One bar before the seconda volta. One bar and a beat.
Thank you.
We are back in our NBC microphone position now in the upper balconies of Symphony Hall in Boston. I'm afraid that's all the time we're going to have today for our rehearsal visit, our broadcast rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, preparing its concert programs today under the direction of guest conductor Pierre Monteur of the San Francisco Symphony, carrying, as you heard musically and as we can see by looking down on the stage, carrying very lightly and amiably his venerable 75 years. The two works which we heard rehearsed were the Flying Dutchman Overture of Richard Wagner and a portion, the first movement of the Third Symphony in F minor of Johannes Brahms. We hope you'll join us when next these broadcast visits at the rehearsal of the Boston Symphony are scheduled on your station. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series produced by John Wright, which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.